go.
Wilde Tausch begins now, and it begins where we left off with more of your calls. 844-770-3776. 844.
So, Jason, do you think before we get to the next
caller, maybe it begins with me answering a question from Tausch, which doesn't happen very often, so I'm going to enjoy it.
The defense shutting down Detroit or the offense outscoring Detroit? I think Jeff just brought that up, and I disagree with him. I think this needs to be... I think our defense is going to limit Detroit a lot more than what we've seen, but they're going to score points. I think Detroit, with Hutchinson being out, that's the one part where I really hope Jordan Love is going to be available, because I think clean pockets and what Detroit's going to struggle with and have to bring pressure, I think that will really suit what Jordan is really good at. So I hope that he makes a quick recovery and is back at it. But I understand with the bye week coming, it's going to be a very tough decision from the Packers' standpoint.
Yeah, from Jeff's answer or question, I would answer this. Forget about Jordan Love for a second, which I'm not saying we should forget about his availability. That'll be a huge story for the week. But if they don't have Jair Alexander and they don't have Evan Williams, it's going to be really difficult for them to get the job done in the secondary. Now, given the fact that their front four has not shown the ability to create pressure on its own, the fact that Jared Goff is gimpy, he's got an ankle injury that he's been playing through. By the way, he, in the last three games, he has thrown 10 touchdown passes and 13 incompletions.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
really
crazy.
Crazy, man.
But if you're not pressuring him, it makes it a lot easier for him to throw completions. So I feel fairly
confident Jeff Hafley understands that, and especially now if he's got an ankle. He did not have a great day yesterday stat-wise. They got a lot of points on short fields and turnovers, and it looks like a route city, and it was. And they're going to beat Tennessee's not very good. But you best believe that Jeff Hafley is going to heat up old boy and make him get off his spot. He is a spot guy. Him and Cousins, you don't let spot guys sit on their spot.
And my concern with that, to Jeff's point, is if you're heating him up and you're down two of your best guys in your secondary, you're exposing the Eric Stokeses of the world to getting cooked by Amon-Ra St. Brown, or, you know, obviously they're going to be without Jameson Williams for another game because of his suspension. But the fact of the matter is that not ideal if you're going to have to send pressure to get after a quarterback to get him off the spot, but your secondary is not in the best place health-wise because they were jinxed. That's going to be a problem. So we'll see how it plays out, but I would say the Packers are going to have to outscore them. That would be my opinion.
Okay.
844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Let's start with Craig in Waterloo. Craig, good morning. Thanks for holding on. What do you got for us?
My first positive would be Josh Jacobs and the Packers' ability to run inside zone, even though Jacksonville knew it was coming. I think that, just to piggyback off your guys' conversation before the break came here, I think that's a real positive, and I think it'll carry over into the Detroit game. But my negative has got to be Chris Brooks taking the dive inside the five. Do you know the Packers were favored by 3.5 points?
Oh, somebody had a cover. Somebody lost a little change with that.
So, can't take dives inside the five. We need the seven there.
I got to say, media starts with me, but wagering has a me component to it as well. It was great that he was unselfish for the team. Not so great for maybe you, Craig.
No.
Outstanding.
Oh, that's irritating. That's irritating.
That's a great call. Thanks, Craig. We appreciate you.
I'll say this, though. What a for all of us that saw the end of that debacle with Washington and Chicago and how just poorly coached Chicago was and how Eberflus can say that that 15-yard out route didn't hinder their opportunity to win, and then the dude waving his arms up in the air and they don't have anybody back covering the tip and all those things. What you should, as a Packer fan, be very impressed with is Matt LaFleur. This is a guy that I think – how many weeks has he been, Brooks, been with this team?
He arrived right after final cuts. He joined the practice squad on September 3rd. He
was called up roster, 2 weeks?
He was called up to the active roster on the 15th of September, so more than a month.
So he's been active every week since September.
Yeah, they basically replaced Marshawn Lloyd with him.
Okay, so for him, A, to not be selfish and go get the touchdown, because he wanted it, Craig wanted it. I'm sure there's a lot of Packer fans that wanted that 7, so you end up winning and covering and all of those things. But it just shows you the coaching and the getting to your players and understanding situations. That's not an easy thing to understand. And for him to do that, kudos to LaFleur and to all of his staff to make these guys understand that football is a situation game. All about understanding the situations and who can perform the best under those pressure points situation football. And the Packers crushed that yesterday, and that's a great omen that the Packers know. Now, LaFleur, the other negative I can say, he needs somebody else helping him with challenges. Like, what is he doing?
That was
his challenge game.
Yeah,
not
that
great.
Was bad. Yeah, usually Connor Lewis is in charge of that. I wonder if he. Nobody asked him that. I obviously wasn't there after the game. I can try to remember to ask him if he went rogue on that challenge or if he heard that from upstairs. Because not great, Bob. 844
went rogue.
844-770-3776. Let's go to Jamon in Dallas. Jamon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We are great. What do you got for us? Positives, negatives, and if Tausch is a jinxer?
Tausch definitely is a jinxer. That's going to get that one out the way. One of my positives, it'll be the fact that we have a backup quarterback who can come in and run the offense, which I know a lot of teams don't have. Another one of my positives is we have a field goal kicker who can actually come in and I'm sure all of us as a Green Bay fan feel confident when he trotted out there to kick a 24-yard field goal. I'm sure a month ago, we probably would all have been mad that Brooks didn't score that touchdown because we had a different situation about a few weeks ago.
Really? Now, see? Now, that wait, before you get to your negatives, now that's interesting. If you don't have a kicker you trust and Craig and Waterloo is in the cash, then do you want him to score so it doesn't come down to a field goal? That is it. Now that I'm intrigued by. Tausch, you still go down or not?
To kick a 23-yard field goal, if you can't count on your kicker to make a 23-yard field goal, he shouldn't be on your team.
Well, he shouldn't have.
But
been on
I have team. To admit. I'm guessing Matt LaFleur would have went and got the touchdown. I totally agree. I think that's what they do.
Great point, Jamon. All right, what do you got for negatives?
Negatives, I want to say our defense, consistency. We play good. We have talent everywhere. Depth is good. Just staying consistent. I mean, we make a good play here, may force a third down. A safety, you might get beat downfield, across to the middle. Definitely our linebackers, I would say. Tight ends having a field day in the middle of the field right now. I'm not sure if we want to figure that out anytime soon. But just staying consistent on defense and just being able to just, I don't know, keep those fans from being nervous when watching the games. Yesterday, I don't think the game should have been as close as it should have been. I mean, as it was.
Yeah.
We were able to walk out with the victory, which is also a positive, so. But my negative, like I said, just being consistent on defense.
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up because, and we talked earlier, and thanks for the call, Jamon. I'm curious, Tausch, if you chalk up the giving back the 10-point lead as quickly as they did to losing Evan Williams and the shakeout of the secondary, or playing a little too prevent defensey and it prevents you from winning? How do you kind of look at the way this 27-17 game got to 27-27 as quickly as it did?
I do think the Evan Williams component to this is something. I don't necessarily know, and for whatever reason, maybe it was, and I don't recall if Jair got hurt on the tying touchdown.
Yeah, tying touchdown.
Or when. Yep. I can't put it on coverage. I don't think necessarily, obviously, Evan not being back there, but there is always that I don't want to give up big plays. And we saw that if you watched that Cowboy 49er game last night. San Fran's eating their lunch, and then they start playing soft and not bringing people. And next thing you know, Dallas gets the football back, down six with a chance to go down and win the game. And then San Fran tightens back up. So it's always a tough thing when you're up two scores middle of the fourth quarter, because the last thing you want to do is give up a big play. But you also don't want to just get eaten to death by 1,000 paper cuts. And that, in essence, is how that played out. And so from Jeff Hafley's standpoint, I think you have to look at this and say, I'm not going to get into that. That's one of the things that I think we've really liked so far about what he's done. He has kept that pedal down for the most part. And I thought yesterday was the first time you could say maybe they let off. And I think part of it was injury-related, but and maybe part of it was heat. You know, old boy just was talking about how hot it was down there. You can't really get, if you're not rotating enough guys. So there's a myriad of things that it could be. But I would bet that Jeff Hafley's going to look at it and say, we can't play as soft of a coverage as we did at the end of that game.
Yeah. We'll see what he has to say a little bit later in the week. One thing I do like about Jeff Hafley is when things go well, he's still super critical. And when things go poorly, he owns it. And talks about how the defense didn't get it done. So we'll see what he has to say about that performance and heading into the Detroit matchup. All right, we'll get to more of your calls. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Want to remind you, Paula is actually on her way right now to Fleet Farm. We got to get some more bird seed. Got a little bit of cat food that we need to pick up. But she will not be picking up, because her husband is not in any way handy, anything from the DeWalt and Craftsman Deal Days sale that's going on now. But you should, because it's going on right now at Fleet Farm. You can shop in-store to find can't-miss deals on all things DeWalt and Craftsman, from tool combos to batteries and accessories. So hurry into your local Fleet Farm today to shop the DeWalt and Craftsman Deal Days sale. And hunting season is almost here, and Fleet Farm is your place to find all the gear you need to bag the big one. Shop top brands in everything from camo and blaze orange gear to trail cameras, tree stands, and more. Find everything you need for a successful hunting season at Fleet Farm. More of your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Get back to your calls. By the way, for those of you who are curious how our external polling is going, buffoonery is gaining ground ever so slightly. 390 votes in. Do you believe old T is guilty of jinxing the pack with his healthy, healthy, healthy football team talk? 59% of you. Yes.
Oh, wow.
He did.
Yeah.
41%. No, he did not.
I know what those balloting looks like in the areas that I need, and we're not going to get that one.
844-770-3776. Let's go. We need some positivity now. Since we've got buffoonery, we've got jinxosity. Let's go.
I feel like, do we feel like most, and I know Ricardo is always, I mean, energy and all the stuff that he brings.
Yeah.
But I didn't sense that on Green Bay game night last night. I think Packer fans are really impressed that we can win games with backup quarterbacks. It's a concept foreign to us, and it's working.
Yeah, I don't think there's negativity in the fan base. I just meant negativity toward you and your jinxing. That's the only negativity
I
was referring to.
Well,
yeah. Buffoonery.
I felt yesterday like it was a positive that they won the game, and you're excited that they're 6-2 and that they're finding ways to win these games. But I'm also nervous that it's like the season is hanging on with Jordan Love being in and out and games coming down to last second field goals. And like, there's kind of this nervous sense of this could get out of hand if we keep tempting fate like this.
Hey, Jesse, football is hard. It's hard. It's hard to win in the NFL.
I've heard that.
I did try to take a little bit of the jinx pressure off of old boy by coming out and using my Super Bowl 32 media bus line yesterday on Green Bay game day and say, I don't see any way the Packers lose this game. They tried. They did their best for a good chunk of the game with their quarterback being injured, losing a couple of other players, not getting the job done in the red zone, their defense giving up stuff late to tie the game. But I felt pretty good about the matchup, and they made it more interesting than I was expecting it to be. But unlike old T, I survived my jinxing, and they still emerged victorious. All right, let's get to Ricardo, our Portuguese correspondent in Canada. Ricardo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. What a great day it is to be a Packer fan. We're sitting pretty. It's 6-2. Sun is shining. Well, not really right now. It's kind of cold up here in Canada. But that doesn't matter because we're 6-2. That's all that matters. Okay? Listen, okay. We ate our vegetables. Now time for the main course. Okay? Here comes the Lions. All right? Remember what I told you about being scared by a dog? This is the NFL. We do not apologize for winning. We figure it out and we get the dub. The positive, what team in the NFL can say that if their quarterback goes down, their backup will come in and run an offense efficiently, effectively, and win a game?
The Cleveland Browns.
How many offenses will tell you that? Pardon me?
The Cleveland
Browns.
Carolina
Panthers.
Yeah, Jameson Winston's the only quarterback I know that keep both teams in the game at all times. So let's not go there with the Browns.
Fair.
Sick burn, bro.
Also, boys, this run game, when it needs to get going, it's there. It's in the back. It's a trump card. I think we need to play a little more often, but it's there, and it's good to have, and it's good to need, and it's good to use. My negatives, the defense, you know, can't let up the gas. 10 points in the last quarter, that's too much. No good, no bueno, no gusta. So that needs to get better, and I think it will. And listen, Tausch is not a jinx. It's all buffoonery.
Thank you, Ricardo.
And my vote counts as two because I'm Portuguese and Canadian. So that's what I got to say
there
about
that.
There
we go.
Dual citizenship.
Give him two.
Hey, Ricardo, before you go, I thought it was always if you're lonely by a dog. If you're scared by a dog.
Yeah, if you're scared by a dog.
Okay, all right. Maybe it's lost in translation from Canada to the United States. I always thought it was if you're lonely, buy a dog. All right. Good one. Good call, as always. Love the energy. Tausch isn't lonely. He just needs to buy a dog because his family would like one, and he's been a jerk about not getting one. All right. I am curious about what Ricardo said there because he mentioned the defense, too, as his negative. We have been extolling the virtues of this defense now for several weeks. I obviously am planning a Sunday story on Jeff Hafley. It's sad. Sunday article deserving.
Is it possible?
Yes.
I'm taking all the shrapnel for this Jordan Love injury.
As
because I made observations and analyzed that the Green Bay Packers are in a great spot. And I think it's them in Detroit. One of these two teams is going to play in the Super Bowl. That's what I think. Is it possible, Jesse, since you are now the king because you're going to win your poll, you're still a buffoon, in my opinion, no offense, about how you approach this, but is it possible that Jason Wilde, writing an article on a Monday before a Sunday, is almost and not the same because I did talk a little bit, not as much as you guys have put in.
Are you really going to try and do
this? Is it possible that Jason has both jinxed Halfley's defense and Jordan Love by pre-writing an article, which he says he never does?
I didn't.
And then Jordan goes out and gets hurt right after he writes that piece. Is that possible?
The article. It wasn't about his health, you knucklehead. It was about his interceptions. I photoshopped Bob Ross painting a Jordan Love painting, which, by the way, was really hard. I tried to get Maddie Hayes to help me with it, but she was at a wedding, so I had to do it by myself.
Why don't you let Greg? Greg's our Photoshop guy, isn't he?
I don't have Greg's direct contact information.
He's Greg on Twitter.
Just put it out there. Greg handles all of it. You don't even have to pay. He just does it because he loves it, I think.
Jesse, what did you think of my Photoshop?
It's very good. I'm going to work on getting it up on our video stream here.
Thank you.
Next segment.
I did that at a soccer game, I might add. Anyway, no, I didn't jinx him.
Were you sitting on the ground under?
No, Sydney was playing. I did it at halftime. But be that as it may, my story wasn't about how healthy Jordan Love has been. In fact, he proved the point by throwing another interception. So the story was timely, very timely indeed. I suppose it's my fault for writing about Evan Williams 2 weeks ago and then him getting hurt yesterday, too.
And this is the game we're now playing, so yeah.
We're not playing
it. Ditch the random channel.
Something there.
Don't do
Ditch
this.
Ditch the random.
Don't do this, all right? We've got a thing we do here. What? I set you up for your reads. This is the second time you just start blurting out stuff from a partner.
I'm trying to keep us on the clock.
No, you're not.
No, but I am, obviously.
But
all right, set me up.
Nope. Go right ahead. Just
Ditch the random channel surfing. With your remote, grab your phone and open the ESPN app. Their new Where to Watch feature is a game changer. With so many games going on, the ESPN app is your answer for what channel, what app, or what stream to get to. Want to know where the Bucks? Last night? Boom, ESPN app. Need the channel for Sunday's Green and Gold game? Boom, you already know the answer. It's the ESPN app's Where to Watch tab. Say goodbye frustration and hello to watching sports. Download the ESPN app from your app store and find the Where to Watch TV icon there.
More of your calls, 844-770.
What was that pause?
Because I don't know what you're like. You're just all over the place.
I legit am trying to help. Like, I know you have a lot on your plate. You're Bob Rawson. I'm just trying to help.
I'm not photoshopping anything during the show.
I think we all need to have a good laugh, and we should do a digi only during our next commercial break with a fan-submitted headline that you guys didn't get to on Friday that is very relevant still on this Monday morning. What do you think?
So I've seen this. Josh and Hartland sent it directly to me. It is, as I said to him in response, you are ridiculously talented, and you apparently have too much time on your hands. Because this looked like a lot of work. So for those that want to join the Digi Only, again, we have two YouTube channels. We've got the ESPN Milwaukee one and the ESPN Madison one. Those of you who are on the ESPN Milwaukee one, if you'd like to switch to see this on the ESPN Madison one, you may make the switch. If you're listening on the radio, this just isn't going to affect you, and you'll be back in 4.5 minutes. But Josh and Hartland put together his own headline. It was not... By the way, I got really good feedback on my Jeff Goldblum
imitation. It was great.
Imitation.
You were
I didn't
great.
Think it was
you
that
were really good.
Good.
Yeah, yours was really good.
Thank you. I wasn't fishing for a compliment from you there, big jinxer. But this is even better. So stick around during the commercial break. Join the ESPN Madison YouTube channel as we do a little digi-only action with Josh and Hartland. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
How's it go, baby? Go, go, go.
Taush blurting out live reads from our various loyal partners. We are back on the clock. Thank you for your service. Let's get to a couple calls, and then we'll do some text messages, and maybe we'll even play trivia on a Monday, which hasn't happened in a while. Let's go to Eric in Green Bay first. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Why are the kids
Happy
so
Victory
quiet?
Monday, just... Oh, they're not. I just my wife is home with me today, so I was able to step aside right now, so she's taking on too.
Okay, well, thank her for her service to our show.
Absolutely. Just off the bat, Old T passing on the blame to Weldy here. That I feel like that's got to be bad juju for more bad luck at this point.
Yeah, it's
like
fair.
You just got to take your medicine, own it.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Great point. Yeah.
That's fair.
Weldy's
I appreciate
fault for
the feedback,
writing about
Eric.
Jordan Love interceptions, which led to his injury. Mm hmm. Yep.
Well, he had another interception. He threw another pick.
Yeah. He did. If you read the story, it actually talked about how it's going to continue. Thank you for your service.
Great
what
job.
What else you got,
Jason.
Eric?
All righty. So, positives and negatives here. I think we kind of touched base on Gutekunst and, you know, bringing in Malik Willis and Brandon McManus, but kind of 4-for-4 in the big veterans he brought in the offseason. Josh Jacobs had a huge game. Xavier McKinney with another pick. McManus coming in, back-to-back game winners. And then Malik Willis coming in relief, too. So I know Green Bay is always draft and develop, and we really hang our hat on that, but you know, it's kind of cool to see when you do bring in the veterans kind of for that sprinkle on top outside the foundation, what a difference they have made. So that's been really cool to see.
It is. There's no denying that he has done a great job with, as Taush might say, the sprinklers of veteran players on the youngest roster, like the Eric Wilsons, et cetera, et cetera. He has, going back to Rasul Douglas, in the 2021 season, he's done a fantastic job of that, no denying it.
And then going into negatives, I guess it's a little bit of a positive and a negative. It was good to see, I think, from a team perspective, Jordan Love do everything possible to be out there. Mm-hmm. And I think that does not get lost on his teammates at all. You know, there's a difference between, you know, like immobility if you have, you know, something wrapped up and then also kind of pain and putting yourself out there for further risk of injury. So I, watching that game at halftime, I'm thinking there's no way he comes back out for the second half. And again, you're not just worried about the MCL at that point, but if he has a sitting duck or if he does land on that awkwardly, you are risking either further damage to the MCL or possibly, you know, meniscus, ACL, et cetera. So, again, great to see him try, but man, it looked every time he went back that you were just holding your breath, and I think they kind of pushed it a little bit. Hopefully, no further damage.
Yeah, and look, like I said earlier, thanks for the call, Eric, I like the fact and I respect the fact that he kept playing until he just couldn't go anymore. Like, he was clearly in pain, and for those that you know, we're getting after him. I know that an unnamed Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback who Taush had spent some time with, who, by the way, didn't text me back when I was trying to get him on the show last week.
That
so maybe
nice.
Maybe if you could circle back and tell him you love him,
sure.
That might help. But the bottom line is that there were some folks that thought, hey, 4-12 would have played through this knee injury, and you're not, which I didn't think was fair. I thought yesterday he had one of those moments where it said, hey, he's tough too, and he pushed through it until he couldn't go anymore, and then
so,
it's a good decision that he didn't.
Actually, I think it is so much more. It's easy, and this sounds crazy to say. It's very easy to keep pushing through and going, even though you know you're not, because it's – and it's not selfish, but it is so selfless – to pull yourself out when you know you can't do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think Matt LaFleur is ever going to pull him out. I think if he is able to fight through and say, no, 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 I got this, that's what he would have kept doing. But it shows great maturity and smarts to say, listen, man, I'm not helping my football team. I can't do what I need to do, A, to protect myself, and B, to help us win. And for him to feel confident and secure enough to do that, the old school way of thinking, and I have to admit, I fall into this way from time to time. I respected the heck out of the fact that he knew that, and he has the trust in Malik to go out there and do it. I thought yesterday that was a very I really appreciated what Jordan did with that.
Yeah, I agree. At the same time, for those that were critiquing his toughness, I thought that he showed a lot to those folks, too.
Well, who was critiquing his toughness?
I think there were multiple people that were questioning why he wasn't playing through what was considered by many a mild knee injury. And I'll tell you this, if they had lost the two games that Malik Willis started instead of winning them and been off to an 0-3 start, the Villagers would have been at the gates in a big way then. So, again, he toughed it out as long as he could. I agree with Tausch's assessment there. The fact that he took himself out says a lot as well, just as much as it says about him pushing through it. All right, we need to get to a couple more calls before the top of the hour, 844-770-3776. We'll also take your texts. We'll do some of those to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. But if you're on hold, Gunner and Terry, stay there. You're going to be next. Want to remind you, we had a great event with Associated Bank of Titletown and Tausch's former teammate Andrew Corliss a couple weeks ago. They have been with us from the beginning, and we appreciate their loyalty to our show. And more importantly, I appreciate what a great bank they are. Just was texting with my guy Ben Sorensen this morning about some questions I had about accounts. They're always there with the best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. And if you aren't a fan, they're great. And if you are a Packers fan, they've got Packers checking. So you can show your fandom with your Packers debit MasterCard, 10% off the Packers Pro Shop in-store and online, and other great perks as well. Go to associatedbank.com/Packers to find out more. A couple more calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Give me one reason to steer. Turn right back around.
You can see the turning.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
You can see the turning.
And I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind.
All right, let's finish up the 10 o'clock hour with two last calls, and then we'll shift gears to kick off the 11. Let's start with Gunner in Butler. Gunner, good morning. How are you, bud?
Good morning, you guys. How the heck are you on this happy Packer Monday, right?
Any win's
a good win, especially on the road. Yep.
You're like the Butler version of Ricardo in Canada. Every time you call.
Oh, well, good.
You're uplifting.
My biggest putt. Thank you, guys. I tell you, you know what? The biggest positive I have is you guys and your show. Mr. Jesse, thanks for getting me on. You bust your butt on a Monday, and you guys are just the banter and the getting back and forth. And, Jason, you handled Wildo really good last week. I was at work with my ear pod in. I almost peed in my pants. It was all Tausch, that Wildo. That was precious. Yeah. You got to be careful with that on the air, though. Hey,
yeah.
You sure do. Yeah,
always tricky with that.
Tausch, Oh yeah, it was a good one, Tausch. I don't know if you know how funny it was. My friends called me up. Oh, did you hear Wildo? Oh yeah. So yeah, that was great. Yeah, even though you're a dirty, rotten jinx. Okay. So.
Oh snap!
Yeah, no,
that's another one in the count column. Yep.
I'm teasing, Tausch. I'm teasing. The positive. Well, there's a couple. I called in last time. Edgerrin Cooper is just.
What a play on that seam route.
Oh.
What a play on that seam route. That was unbelievable.
Wow. He just comes and he knows what he wants, eh? He just goes and gets it. And, man, he's got all the athletic ability to do it. Wow. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're good. Yeah, what do you got for your negative?
No, keep rolling. I agree.
Josh
we haven't
Jacobs
talked enough.
Bell cow. Yeah, Josh
yep,
Jacobs.
Bell cow City. Bell cow.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. Yep. I mean, enough said. He just does it. I mean, he just comes every day, and he just, he's a leader, no doubt. The negative is I got to throw some crazy out at boy, we need some D-line help. I don't know where Rashawn goes, but man alive, he comes to life and then he goes back to sleep. I'm not sure. We go nuts and go get Mad Max? Huh? What do you think? First rounder, one of our receivers, go get Mad Max?
Mad Max! Mad Max!
Just sit out there, guys, having a little fun.
Yep. Outstanding call, Gunner. We appreciate you. My face hurts from smiling so much during your call. Thanks a lot.
Wow.
I don't think that. Hey, I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but he managed, A, to call you Mr. Jesse, which I don't know if
that's a first
kind of a salutation is deserved. Secondly, thanking you for getting him on the show. I don't think you should critique or make fun of any of his wows or anything like that. You just sit back there and enjoy the fact that Gunner inexplicably enjoys your work.
Wow.
They're not getting Max Crosby. Max Crosby's not getting traded or rented, as Tausch yep. suggested. The lease program
leased.
Has not been.
I think I said lease, yes.
At least yep. the contract, not the player, of course, but the services of the player. Maybe you had an idea for another guy they could maybe consider acquiring. Who was that?
I don't know. Who was it?
Trey Hendrickson.
There's going to be, and it's what, 1 week away, I believe it's the 7th, is when the trade deadline, or the 5th, is it? I don't exactly remember. I know it's 1 week away yet. So there's going to be opportunities. I think you're going to see various teams that stink start wondering. That could include Hassan Reddick and the New York Jets in starting to get rid of some veteran players and trying to secure some picks. So I don't know if Goody feels the same way as a lot of our fans do. I don't know if he feels like we need to get – now, if it's Myles Garrett or Max Crosby, you're going to always look at getting those type of players. I don't think either of them will be available. So I would worry if I'm Detroit, I'm calling and trying to get Trey Hendrickson. That's what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are going to make a move. And do you make a move to stop one of their moves? Because I am convinced. I'm more than I think you're looking at the two best teams sat on Sunday in the NFC. The two best teams are going to be playing. And I don't think necessarily it's going to be, well, if Detroit wins, it's over. No. It's still a long season, but it's obviously a big game as far as if you're trying to get that one seed and trying to figure out winning your division, got to take care of it at home. And this is going to be a heck of a challenge coming up.
So Trey Hendrickson requested a trade in April. He has 7 sacks this
really
season. He had 17.5 last year. His contract, the way it is structured, he is under contract for the 2025 season. But this would be a trade that could be, as some might call it, a rental. You wouldn't necessarily be on the hook for him in 2025, unless you wanted him still, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know enough about the Bengals and whether or not they're willing to move him, but it is a great name to throw out there by you because the Bengals, the Bungles, are having their problems, and I don't
they
think
are,
they're going
to
recover.
I'm not
them.
Sure if they – I think I listened to some of the post-game stuff with Burrow. They still believe, and they should. They can get to 10 wins, and they're, I think I already have 6 losses or 5 or 6. I don't know exactly what it is. It's going to be tough sledding. So we'll see. There's going to be a lot of stuff bandied about in the next week. I don't think, for as much as Packer fans are hoping and wishing that some dynamo pass rusher is going to show up in their back pocket, I just don't think that's going to happen.
Cincinnati is 3-5 on the year, 3-5. By the way, in case you're wondering, the New York Jets, by virtue of their loss yesterday to New England, they have lost five in a row, and they are the 15th seed in the 16-team AFC right now, only Tennessee.
I don't think anybody is overly surprised by that. I don't.
It has gotten really bad for them, and we don't. That's not our team to talk about. So let's go to Terry in San Diego to finish off our calls for the day. Terry, you get the last word, buddy. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to start out by wholeheartedly agreeing with Tosh about all of the great veteran additions, McKinney, McManus, Willis, Jacobs, and I might be missing some. They've just, Eric Wilson, they've just all been instrumental in getting the team to six victories. So I think that's been touched on. As for the negative, and I want to preface this by saying I really like Jeff Hafley, but unfortunately facts are facts. And I look at the record, and through eight games, the Packers are giving up 21.3 points per game in this season. Last year, under the no good, very bad, thankfully fired Joe Barry, the Packers gave up 21.4 points per game.
Oh, so
I got to be honest, guys. Point one, we're there. I think the big negative on this team is the pass rush unit of Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, Kenny Clark, and, yes, Lucas Van Ness. And the last one, I called you a couple weeks ago. I went to the game in L.A. He looks like a fish out of water. And I hate to say it, but I have to because my nephew knew him from Waukesha. Will McDonald, who was picked at 15 for the Woeful Jets, he has eight sacks on the season. Nice. It's not too much to expect our 13th overall pick to be doing something out there.
Pick
if we
swap.
Don't do something with this, yeah, pick swap may have come back to bite us.
Well, in fairness, they should have. Goody, the next time a scenario like this happens, give the opportunity a player swap. You get to both pick, and then 6 months into the season, it's right 6 weeks into the right, you could flop. You could say, oh, I like your guy better. We're going to do the player swap. I don't know if that'll ever go around, but that could be the next step in the pick swap. Deal.
Yeah, that's like the rental player. We can do the pick swap, get it back or whatever.
Yeah,
the pass rush is brutal. And the rest of the team looks so good. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's definitely a storyline. It's definitely something that, because look, I give an awesome call, Terry. And look, I don't take any pleasure in questioning Lucas Van Ness, but he has not shown what you... This is year two now, okay? Year one, yeah. Limited opportunities, whatever you want to say, but you would like more of a sign of growth and improvement. That doesn't mean that he's washed. It doesn't mean he's not going to become a good player, but you would like to have seen more advancement than what we have seen
more flashes
from him to
I
this juncture.
For. I haven't seen as many flashes.
And I give Jeff Hafley credit when things aren't working. He does other stuff, but I thought it appeared that Trevor Lawrence kind of figured out to some degree, at least on that final possession that gets the game-tying touchdown, he got the ball out of his hand quick, and he clearly recognized the fire zones that were going on, and they picked him up, and he made the plays quickly and threw the ball accurately. He was pretty darn good. So if you're having to do those trickerations in your scheme because you can't get pressure with four, that obviously makes you vulnerable. And they need their front four to be better than it has been. And if they do, Tausch, you will raise a ice-cold Blue Mountain Coors Light to the crew up front for finally getting things going.
Indeed, Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, 1978. Coors Light is refreshing. It's crisp. It's only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand. When I need a moment to chill, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
I thought Tausch had a great night. I did it, as I always do, syncing up the television broadcast with the Varsity app to listen to LePay and Captain Jinxerton on the call. And I loved it. There was some really good, I mean, I chuckled. I didn't love it when they called the questionable penalty on Ashcraft.
That was such a
terrible call.
50 yards away, the dude threw the flag. 50.
Yeah, not great. Didn't like the outcome, though. We'll talk a little bit about the Badgers and the Nittany Lions, and we'll get to a few of your texts from Packers Jaguars when we kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.